All right, welcome everybody here to today's encore show for the 8th of September, 2020. We're going to go back to a show that I find absolutely fascinating because this was highlighted on Facebook as a memory. It said, whatever it was, 6 years ago, this was a really, really popular memory. And it turned out it was a BSP-only show that I highlighted that day. And I said, yesterday's show was one of the funniest I think I've ever done. And a bunch of people weighed in saying, yeah, it was. Well, it was a BSP-only show on Saturday. This was before, I think it was before we were doing BSP chats. So on Saturdays, I would have these BSP-only shows. And this one was a Dr. Ed Elcott show in which he introduced for the very first time the character of Beans Halberstam. Now, Beans Halberstam is a four-year-old overlord. Or at this point, I think she was called an elevate elemental. She had two overlord parents. She's 4 years old. She gave Dr. Elcott nothing but crap. Apparently it was funny. So let's listen to it, shall we? Here it is, folks, from the date of September the 6th of 2014. This was a BSP-only show from that year featuring Dr. Ed Elcott facing his toughest test yet, interviewing the elemental elevate daughter of two near overlords. She's the four-year-old Beans Halberstam, and Dr. Elcott must endure the contradictory nature of the child, her peculiar baby talk, and the judgment of the overlords who may bring out the overlord leveling at any moment. Wow, that was rather descriptive. Here it is. From the 6th of September, 2014, today's encore show of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
And a very pleasant good day to you. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott, The Next Step. Elcott, The Next Step. From Wampaw University, here in Wampaw, New York. And today, a very special, special presentation of Elcott The Next Step as we present to you a class of individual that we call a wash. One who is peppered or seasoned. They are an elemental, and yet they are elevated. Today we are going to present to you Beans Halberstam. Beans Halberstam, the daughter of Winsome and Andrew Halberstam, both of whom were elevated to preservative status, apricot preserve, in the fictional basement of a woman in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. And Beans Halberstam, being the daughter of an esteemed couple such as these, both of whom, by the way, were founding members of the Elcott The Next Step franchise in Counterpale in Ontario, Southeast Canada. So this is an august moment, as I mentioned to you, and one that I'm very proud to have been asked to bring to you. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott, The Next Step.
Elcott, The Next Step, from Wampaw University in Waukegan, New York, also known as Wampaw, New York. The name of the village is changed, interchangeable, so that it may hide itself from the authorities when need be.
For a transcript of today's program, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Elcott The Next Step, in care of Wampaw University, Winnipaw or Wampaw, New York, whichever it's known by on any given week or day.
We're a little premature with that announcement. Certainly we'll be making that further in the program, but right now, why don't we get into the program? Beans Halberstam is my guest, and Beans Halberstam is a part, as I mentioned, of a very august of... I use that word august because it represents not only that which is elevated, but it also represents a seasonal approach to enlightenment and to the five ways through the huge obstacle and the four miracles of bullets bouncing off the chest, invisibility... Certainly the X-ray vision, and I'm a little bit nervous. I'll tell you why in a moment. Invisibility, X-ray vision, the ability for bullets to bounce off the chest, and the ability to fly. Why am I nervous? Because I'm in the presence of an elemental slash elevate, that which is one who has left only recently the gross molecular level, but has been eternally elevated to that mindset which we are constantly attempting. I'm going to try and, Jerry, my engineer is telling me move it along.
You have to move it along, Doc.
I understand, and I'm going to do that, Jerry. But I do have nerves. And why do I have nerves? Because I've never been in the presence of an elemental elevate. I've been in the presence of a preservative. I've been in the presence of a priestly. I've been in the presence, obviously, of a north, south, east, and west. I am Elcott North. We've had on here, of course, Casper Berger, Cassius Berger, who was, was and is. Oh, let me take a deep breath. Well, let me just say hello to Beans Halbersham. Beans is only 4 years of age and is a female. And that's the only biographical information I'll give you of Beans, other than the fact that she is the daughter of the Halbershams of Lower Ontario, both of whom are elevated preservatives, Apricot Preserve. Good morning to you, Beans.
Hi.
And how old are you?
I'm four. I'm four.
You have studied with Elcott the Next Step, as well as your parents. Now, who was your first teacher?
My daddy.
All right, can we get a napkin? A napkin, please. I know I was instructed to be very honest and open.
You need a napkin.
Yes, I do need a napkin because there's a little bit of spit up. No, that's all right, dear. You understand, ladies and gentlemen, that because I'm in the presence of an elemental elevate, which is what Beans Halbersham is, the young girl that I'm speaking to, I have to be completely respectful of her position at Elcott the Next Step, but I also need to walk that fine line between respect and also a firm hand as an adult would have toward a child. I cannot misstep. I dare not misstep. I do not want to misstep. For if I am a misstepper, or if I move into the gray area beyond where one should treat an elevate or an elemental, then I have the confrontation with the overlords.
And that's that would happen today.
That would happen today. Now, I would not be in danger of the hot foot, and there would not be the two cold glowing eyes. But I would have to answer to the overlords. Now, I'm being very honest with you.
I'll do that.
No, we can't play a game right now. She wants to play pin the tail on the donkey.
I'll do that.
We can't do it.
Why?
Well, because I said that we can't. Right now, I have to talk with you. You realize that you hold a very elevated station in our religion.
Uh-huh. So my mommy said that if I do, then I'd get a play.
You can play later on, but right now I want to ask you questions about infinity and the meaning of life. Do you understand?
Well, the man said that, but then my daddy said...
I understand your daddy told you that you'll get to play pin the tail on the donkey. And did he say you could go in the pool?
Uh-huh, I said I'm gonna go in the pool. Gonna go in the pool.
Yes, you can go in the pool.
No, not the pool, the pool.
Well, in the big water there?
Uh-huh, the one in the water.
Well, that's called a pool.
No, I want to know the pool.
All right, if you want to go in the pool, you can go in the pool. You mean the water there?
Yeah, then the water.
All right, we'll go in the water later. But...
I want to go now.
You can't go now. Because I'm asking you questions. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you'll note this is me walking the very fine line between respectability and respectfulness to the elevate elemental. You can hear my voice cracking. I'm probably not dealing with the tension very well because this is a test. And this is one of the basic tests you take before you're elevated to strawberry jam or marmalade status. Now, I am in Elcott North, and so I am one of the high priests of Elcott the Next Step. But to elevate to the preservative status, I have to go through three different redeeming cycles. The first of which is to pass my interview, if you would, with an element elemental, an elevate elemental, which is who Beans Halberstam is. And by the way, Beans, tell your daddy said it would be all right to ask you the question. How did you get the name Beans?
My mommy and my daddy.
Your mommy and your daddy, did they name you after someone? Oh, wait, what?
No, that's, he said you could ask the question, but nothing more than that.
Oh, okay, so the way you got your name...
Yeah, my mommy and daddy.
Your mommy and daddy. All right. Well, this is very challenging and invigorating as well. You're listening to Elcott The Next Step. If I sound a tad nervous, it's because not only am I engaged in one of the very first interviews that I will have as I go through the lower levels of my redeeming cycles before I make it to preservative status, but I'm also looking at a man on CNN News right now whose eyes are bugged from his head, and there's no major news going on, but just looking at this bugged out man's face and staring at this kid who holds the key to life and death, even as she plays with her finger down her underwear, it's shocking and at the same time exhilarating. I'm Elcott, that is Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott The Next Step.
Elcott The Next Step is coming to your town. Yes, that's right. Elcott The Next Step is coming to your area. And if you'd like to get tickets to see Dr. Ed Elcott in action as he lectures at a various hall or theater or sports arena or assembly near you, write to Elcott The Next Step in care of Wampaw University, Wampaw, Waukegan, New York. We'll send you as many tickets as you require. They're all $30 apiece, and you also have to pay postage and handling and tax, so each ticket could probably top $70 each, but we know you'll pay for it, won't you? Elcott The Next Step from Wampaw University. Here again, Dr. Ed Elcott.
Well, my goodness, starting out here in a... this is one of the most challenging, I have to say, and also one of the most rewarding Elcott The Next Step programs I think that I've ever done. And again, we want to thank Phil Hendry for allowing us to fill in here on this BSP-only Saturday show, reminding you that Phil Hendry and his cast of characters will be at the Irvine Improv on Thursday night, September the 11th, and I believe tickets are available for that at the Irvine Improv, Irvine, California.
Can I do that?
No, you can't do that now. You need to put your hands right here on the table and not have your fingers going through all of the dirty here. You have some dirty on the table there.
Yeah, she drooled.
Well, we're going to get a towel to wipe up some drool. That I'm talking to Beans Halberstam. Beans is 4 years of age. She's the daughter of the famed preservative priest and priestess, the Halberstam couple from Ontario, Canada. And she is, in her own right, an elemental elevate, which means she is very young at a very gross molecular level and in the verbiage of our religion is as dumb as God's bright green meadow. But she's also elevated, given to the purity of her elevate status, having been tutored by two preservative-level priests and priestesses. In Elcott The Next Step, we say priestesses because there is no ending. The priestess is the feminine of the two-pronged approach to infinity. The feminine is the closest to infinity, and as such, there is no ending to the pluralization of the feminine noun. The priestesses symbolizes the fact that the woman or the female or the feminine goes on and on and on and never ends. On the gross molecular level that most humans live on, that means, to give you an example, that a woman, because she goes on and on and on, perhaps she never stops talking, or she never stops buying things, or she never stops complaining, or she just never stops. She lives on and on and spends all of your money even after you're dead. But in Elcott The Next Step, the infinity of female is something a little more positive. It means that she reverberates throughout time and leads the way to that infinite horizon of self-realization and locomotion. So Beans Halbersham, who is 11 years of age, or excuse me, is 4 years of age, and Beans Habershaw, I have the wrong name here.
That'll be an overlord.
That means I do have a date with the overlord?
Yes, just by getting the name wrong.
Well, you've just witnessed me having made a mistake and... All right, you just heard the overlord. That is the overlord doorbell.
It's going to be the overlord. You did something bad.
No. I'm all right. You always remain calm. The overlords have now entered into the studio here and are, using sign language, are now pronouncing their sentence on me for having mispronounced the name of my guest, Beans Habershaw, and I am being told that I am being told now that I mispronounced the name Habershaw, and so I will be given the overlord. This will be the overlord leveling. I don't think it'll be too painful, but we'll have to just see how this goes. I am putting myself into the hands of the overlords. And
wow, yeah, wow.
All right, that stung. That got, I almost cursed. Thank you very much. All hail Elcott, all hail Elcott. The overlords are withdrawing.
You guys, but I saw you.
Yes, what did you see?
You got the boo-boo.
Yes, I did get a boo-boo. You heard not only my voice, but you also heard my voice echoing in another dimension. So you heard two voices there as I was gifted the overlord leveling.
Woo!
That stung.
That's not gonna sting because you did a boo-boo.
Well, I didn't do a boo-boo, but the boo-boo was done to me. The sensation I'm having right now is very typical, as you all know, in Elcott.
What are you talking to me?
Well, I'm sorry, I wasn't talking to you. I'm talking to you, Beans, but also to the audience. The sensation that I'm feeling is a sensation of joy and gratitude for having survived the overlord leveling, but it's also a sensation of humility. As you know, I live in a tool shed, and have engaged, for instance, in sexual contact with one of the high priestesses of Elcott the Next Step, Gloria Grover. I engaged in graphic animal grunting sex with her on the dirt floor of a tool shed. So I am elevated, and yet I have been humbled. And in that state, my sensation just a few moments ago was to strangle and tear the head off of Beans Habershaw, I did it.
Oh my God, you did it.
I did.
You did a boo-boo, you're gonna go doo-boo.
I did a boo-boo and I'm gonna go doo-boo. Now that is, say that again, please.
You did a boo-boo, you're gonna go goo-boo.
No, you said, I did a boo-boo, I'm gonna go doo-boo. Then you said, I did a boo-boo, I go goo-boo.
No, you did boo-boo.
I know I did a... What this is, what Beans Habershaw is saying, I did a boo-boo, I go goo-goo, it means that I'm going to get the leveling from the overlords one more time, but then I'm on my own, all bets are off. Shit! Oh, that stung.
Yeah, that too.
All right, what's that again?
You and Lulu?
Yes, I am a Lulu. Because I was given the overlord leveling, and the overlords didn't even bother to enter the studio, they did it by remote control from the overlord lounge, which is where they generally spend their Saturdays. Yes, like any other person, they gather on Saturdays for a continental breakfast and the kickoff to the NC2A football season, but also were monitoring me and my reactions to Beans Habershaw.
Because I admitted to feelings of violence, I was given the overlord leveling. Now, you heard Beans Habershaw. Say that again, Beans.
Oh, you did a boo-boo da da ba da goo goo.
Okay, that's different. I did a boo-boo da ba ga da goo goo.
No.
Listen, you don't have to repeat it exact.
All right, I was told by Jerry, are you in touch with the overlords?
No, I'm not, but I have the booklet. I have the Elcott that I hear is...
Jerry, why don't you step into the microphone?
No, he doesn't get to.
What should I do?
Goo goo gaga?
Because he don't do it.
All right, you were given permission.
Yes, I have the booklet here. This is the booklet. This is the Elcott the Next Step booklet. And it says that you can interpret, you did a boo-boo, gada-bada-boo-boo. You could interpret that to mean that you do not need leveling, that you should articulate.
Okay, well, that's good news. The articulation is as follows. What Beans Habershaw has told me is that I did do a boo-boo by saying her name improperly and also by admitting to a feeling that I wanted to rip her head off and throw her body into an ice-cold river. That would, of course, amount to a pretty open-and-shut case for local police. They would find me either masturbating or having sex with Gloria Grover on the dirt floor of a tool shed, and in their world, in the world of police officers, they'd wrap this one up lickety-split. Love to work them hard, and they like to close them fast. That's our local gendarme, the local police here in New York, and that's what they think they would have. Not knowing, of course, that they were dealing with an Elcott North.
You don't gonna do that.
Well, I understand what Beans just said is, yeah, and so, big deal, you're still under arrest. You're right, Beans, but I would be in my state of absolute sacrosanctivity, and that is pure humiliation, so I could be jail-raped, and I would still be enjoying my life.
Yeah, the woo novel.
That's correct, yes. Thank you. Finally, Beans and I are on the same page.
You gonna do it again?
Am I going to what?
You gonna do it again?
She wants to know, are you gonna butcher up her last name?
No, Beans, I'm not going to do it again. So the overlords can sit in their lounge and they can watch their NC2A football and eat their continental breakfasts and sit and get fat on the donation... Fuck.
You did it again.
And again, my anger and my temper has gotten the best of me. Here come the overlords. All hail Elcott.
Yeah.
All hail Elcott.
You're a bad man.
I didn't do... you're right. I am a bad man. I allowed my emotions to get the better of me there again. As I was judgmental, this is one of... I run the risk. This is fascinating today, ladies and gentlemen. You're looking at one of the ultimate humiliations, and so I should be very thankful for this. To be humiliated in front of a radio audience is one of the great gifts of Elcott, the Next Step. And I'm being humiliated by, first of all, showing emotion to the extent that I want to tear off the head of Beans Habershaw and throw her decapitated body into a stream. And then I'm angry at the overlords sitting and shoving cream cheese-loaded bagels. I did it again, I guess.
Yeah, they're back.
All hail Elk.
It's 5 seconds.
All hail Elcott. Oh. You see, the emotion when I think of the overlords sitting... in their lounge, eating bagels and cream cheese and watching the NC2A countdown to kickoff, even as they send God knows how many volts of electricity through my body, as they give me the overlord leveling, it's enough to... It really humiliates you even beyond the level of the humiliation you need to be an Elcott North. But then, I do dream, as we all do, of becoming a preservative. I'm not even ranked as high as this... young girl next to me, Beans Habershaw. God damn it, I did it again.
Yeah, they're back.
Oh, come on, will ya?
All hail Elcott.
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 All hail Elcott. I have to keep saying all hail Elcott as long as Beans Habershaw says.
All hail Elcott.
All hail Elcott. Okay, you're done, right?
Uh-huh. I'ma be done, you boo-boo.
Yes, I am a boo-boo.
You big boo-boo head. Yeah, boo-boo-boo.
Oh, that means you are a big boo-boo head. You got a boo-boo. Your whole body's a boo-boo. Your whole life is one big boo-boo.
Well, that is in keeping with my beliefs in Elcott, the next step. I am one big giant boo-boo. And as such, my humiliation and humility continues to permeate and effluviate the rest of my life. We'll be right back here on Elcott, the next step. I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. My special guest is the elemental Elevate daughter of the Habershaws of Ontario, Canada. Two of our elevated preservatives, apricot and strawberry jam, in the basement of an elderly woman in Port Ryerson.
Elcott, the next step from Wampaw University. We'll be right back.
Hi, friends. This is Gene Jackson, and we are very proud to be the very first commercial sponsors of Elcott, the next step. Gene Jackson Chevrolet, Gene Jackson Barbecues, and Gene Jackson Washers and Dryers. Whatever you need, we think we've got it. We've got cars, barbecues, washer, dryers. What do you need? Car, barbecue, washer, dryer? Car, barbecue, washer, dryer? You need a sofa? Want a sofa? Get a sofa? Go down sofa? How about a washer, dryer? Washer, dryer, car. Barbecue, barbecue, car, washer, dryer. Gene Habershaw. Nope, Gene Jackson. Just making that up. Just kidding around.
Gene Jackson, a proud sponsor commercially of Elcott, the next step.
This is Elcott, the next step, and welcome back. I know many of you are probably shocked to know that we've signed our first commercial sponsor of the program. Well, tell us what you think. Send us a postcard to Elcott, the next step, in care of Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. Tell us how you feel about that commercial. If it is a grotesque assault on the nerve endings, tell us. If it is something that you like, that you enjoyed, that perhaps even gives you a feeling of moisture, tell us that as well. Elcott, the next step, knows no elimination or bounds. We're going to go swimming right after the program here, Beans. Beans Habershaw is my guest, the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Habershaw, the preservative Elevates from Ontario, Canada. And we're going to be talking a little bit more here with Beans as we continue on here. I think it bears... Hold on for just a moment.
It's the overlords.
Oh, Jesus. What's up now? What did I do?
Fuck me!
Wow. What did I do?
It was a punishment.
Oh, you're the man. You're the man that goo the boo.
I'm the man that goo the boo. No, I didn't. That child is now... I don't care.
You've got to watch it, Doc.
No. That child is now lying.
An Elevate elemental can't lie. You know that as well as I do.
The child is lying. If that child is saying that I reached down into the... No, I never touched that kid's knee. Oh, here they are again. What do you guys want? You really get off. You get off. Don't you? You guys really get off on that, don't you?
You're a boo-boo man.
You just made that up, didn't you? Because you wanted to see Dr. Ed Elcott turned into a shaking, quivering thing on the floor, defecating and urinating himself, didn't you? Well, I've, wow.
You all right?
No, I'm fine, but now I've got to keep my eye open. I got to sleep with one eye open with this kid now, because obviously this is very challenging, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
Obviously the kid that I'm with right here thinks it's a big giggle to lie about me, because then the overlords, who are now busy watching NC2A football, they're not even coming into the studio. They're signaling me, but... See, there it is again.
You did a boo-boo again. You did a boo-boo again.
I didn't do a boo-boo. I didn't do...
Why?
Yeah, boo-boo.
This is Elcott, the next step, and we're with Beans Hebershaw. Beans, I would ask... What is that? What is that?
Okay, hold on. It's an Elcott.
Let me see. Hello?
Hey, Ed. Hello, this is, this is Cassius. I wanted to see how you're doing.
Oh, Cassius Berger. Thank God, I'm not doing very well, obviously. I'm doing poorly. I have had an overlord leveling some half a dozen times.
Well, I've been listening on the radio here, and I listen on my internet, and I heard the child do... You have to play it a little bit more cozy with the kid. Don't try and be the kid's friend. I have dealt with an elemental elevate. They are demon-like. They're Elkar-like, but obviously they're not Elkar.
They are not Elkar. No, I know that.
Yeah, but they mimic Elkar. So you think you're on the side of Elkar when you're dealing with a kid who's wiping the nose, she wiped the snot on the table?
Oh, she's wiping her snot everywhere. She's fingering her own rear end, you know.
Yeah, that mimics Elkar. You would expect Elkar to have that kind of influence. In fact, if Elkar was sitting right next to you, if Elkar, the very spirit of Elkar...
And by the way, when we speak of Elkar, we're speaking of the demon.
That is right. That is the demon. If Elkar was sitting right next to you, Elkar would have his own finger up his ear. You know, he'd be scratching his ass and sniffing it. That's what you're going to be doing. So you have to understand, she will mimic Elkar, but she's not Elkar.
All right, Cassius, thank you very, very much for calling in. I do appreciate it so very deeply.
My pleasure.
There's Cassius Berger, who is just, I think he's only two steps away, isn't he, Jerry?
Yeah, Cassius is one redeemery question away. But you see, he's not using an elephant elemental.
Well, this is tricky, using the Elevate Elemental, I'll tell you that. And the Elevate Elemental with us here this morning is Beans Hebershaw, whose name I've mispronounced twice, who I wanted to murder and throw into a river, which prompted me to want to criticize the overlords, not once but twice. So I have had a total of six or seven overlord levelings here this morning. And what can I tell you? It's been quite an education. It's been painful. It feels and sounds like I'm being tased. I hear my own voice in another dimension doing the same thing, so it's something.
Yeah, you're a boo. You gotta do better than my daddy said.
Well, I understand that, Beans, but your daddy is one of the very highest levels of Elkott. You know that my great-grandfather...
Yeah. I heard the story a million times.
Oh, okay. The little, cute little Beans Hebershaw has heard the story a million times that my great-great-grandfather founded the very religion. Now what did I do?
Well, you were sarcastic.
I didn't mean to be sarcastic. Come on, give me a break. Cut me a break, will you?
It's 5 seconds.
Oh, you heard in the ultra dimension, not extra dimension. You heard in the ultra dimension the voice of the Elkar recruiter saying, "It's 5 seconds of hell," but that is in another dimension. You heard my voice and another dimension at the same time. You understand that?
Yeah, but you didn't even do it right.
I'm doing it right. God damn it.
You can't disagree with it.
I can't disagree with it. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hi, how are you guys doing? When was the last time you tased my...
Shit!
Let's take a break.
We'll take a break. This is Elkar, the next step.
You're going to get your good cook. I'll be frizzled up.
Elkar, the next step. Weekly over most of these stations. Elkar is coming to your how, 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 your how. I'm the announcer. I had to be tased and overlord leveled because I said Elkar instead of Elkott. Elkott is coming to your town. Well, now there's no time left.
Elkott, the next step. From Wampaw University. I'm the announcer that ordinarily is heard on the old Felix the Cat commercials and cartoons.
Well, this has been an enlightening show this week. This has been a painful program, a painful process. It has put me through all kinds of changes. My bags are packed, and I'm leaving a stranger.
You want to my daddy?
No, I don't want to meet your daddy. I'm told I can be honest, correct?
Yes, you may be honest. At this point, having been leveled 7 or 8 times.
Okay, so I am allowed in Elkhar the Next Step a level of honesty with Beans Habershaw, the young elemental elephant who does not have to go through the process of priestesses. She can be elevated to preservative status as soon as she reaches her 10th year in the molecular grossness. So I would say you're a lucky little girl. No, I don't want to meet your daddy. I don't want to meet your mommy. I don't ever want to talk to you again. And I'm allowed to say that because of the rules of Elkhart, the Next Step.
No, you're not. You can't do that.
Yes, I can. Ask Jerry.
Can he do it?
Yes, he can, honey. Yes.
So I'm allowed, because I was leveled 6 times by the overlords, that your daddy and mommy are about this far away from becoming themselves, and they leveled me 7 times, so I don't want to ever see you, smell you, look at you. I don't want to be around you ever again. You're not a cute kid. You represent hell. Hell to me.
You're stupid.
Well, you're stupider. You're stupider.
You.
Get out of here.
Whee!
Jesus, you just kicked her clear.
I just kicked that brat clear.
You're listening to Elkhart the Next Step. Elkhart the Next Step from Wampaw University. If you'd like a transcription of today's program, you're flat out of luck. The overlords incinerating and leveling Dr. Elkhart created a fire in our basement filing room where all of our recording equipment is and our transcription equipment. The entire area was burned to a crisp, including 3 people that were in there doing the transcriptions. I'm choking up over it. Not because they were friends of mine, but because I had just left there seconds before.
Oh my God, I could have been hurt.
Anyway, we cannot give you a transcription of today's show.
Thank you for listening to Elkhart, the Next Step.
You're gonna be a...
Shut up, would you please? Because you don't...
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Boy, it feels good. It feels really good to reach this level of Elkhart the Next Step and to be able to kick a little elemental elephant like that, a 4-year-old child that has the ear of 2 elephants this close to becoming overlords. That child has their ear, and I was able to boot that kid like a 53-yard field goal, Mile High Stadium with time running out. Elkhart, the Next Step. I'm Dr. Ed Elkhart. We'll see you next time.
Elkhart, the Next Step. I'm sorry.
We don't have a daddy.
Yes, Dr. Ed Elkhart.
You put your boo-boo on your man.
I don't care, honey. I told you that I'm allowed to. We're off the air, so there's nothing you can do.
Mama?
There's nothing you can do. We're off the air. So you and your little mouth and your... If you come back here anywhere near our compound, I will kick you clear. I'll boot you free like you're a record-breaking...
You got a plastic foot.
What do you mean I have a plastic foot? Oh, like that guy that kicked the field goal? Oh, so that's how it's going to be, huh? Because you are an elemental elephant and I have to live in a tool shed and make love to fat old women on a dirt floor, you're telling me that I've got half of a plastic foot.
You don't kick me free.
I'll kick you clear as if I was Tom Dempsey with half a plastic foot. You understand what I mean by that?
No.
You don't? Then why'd you bring a plastic foot?
Because
why?
Because I didn't.
You what? I can't speak up, please.
Because I read about it.
Because you read about it. Hey, it reads. How about that? It reads.
Mean.
No, I'm not mean. You're mean for leading me into 7 different levelings from the overlords. And I can well imagine once your mother and father become overlords, what will happen to me then? There's probably no torture on earth that will be held back once they become overlords, because I know your parents don't like me. I know they'd like to see me stay in that tool shed till time itself stands still.
Shut up.
No, you shut up. You shut up. No, I won't. I won't shut up. You shut up. Hello? Hello? Yeah, I beat her.
Come on, Galton.
No, I beat her. That she hung up before I did, so I win. Don't judge me. Put it through.
You're a boo-boo man.
You're a, you know, child, you know, I'm going to leave my office and find you. Are you still hitchhiking?
Hitchhike.
Just because you're a four-year-old elephant elemental, you think you can hitchhike. I'll find you, and I will take you out for an ice cream cone, and then I'll eat you and throw you in a river. Bullshit. They can't do that anymore to me because, oh, God, here they are. What I... Boy, that hurt. That hurt bad.